Hachette Audio presents Three Little Words, written by Jenny Holiday, read by Angele Masters. This book is for Audra North. I'm so glad you didn't sue me, but I accept that you still might. Hashtag Cauldron Years. Chapter 1. 6 days before the wedding. The woman throwing a hissy fit at the gate had to be Gia Gallo. She looked the part, tall, thin, and in possession of one of those huge, ugly handbags that cost more than most people's rent. She was also stunning, but that wasn't relevant. Helming a successful Manhattan restaurant in an increasingly hip neighborhood meant that Bennett Buchanan had encountered his share of models. The funny thing about models was that they usually weren't that good-looking up close. They were all angles and bones and overly exaggerated features that photographed better than they came across in real life. Gia, though, with her shoulder-length, wavy, honey-brown hair, her heart-shaped face and her plump, pink lips, was almost unnaturally beautiful. Or she would have been if she hadn't been using that gorgeous mouth to yell at the poor, beleaguered gate agent who had just announced that their flight to Tampa was canceled. Bennett didn't go for entitled. He'd seen enough spoiled princesses in his old-money southern youth to last a lifetime. New York might rub him the wrong way a lot of the time, but one thing it had going for it was that debutantes were few and far between. Or, at least their New York equivalent, the society ladies, didn't make their way up to his little Cajun place in Washington Heights. "Listen to me," the bad-tempered beauty said to the gate agent as she held up a garment bag. "This is a wedding dress. It needs to get to Florida now." Yep, that was definitely Gia, one of the bridesmaids in his friend Noah's wedding. Bennett got up from where he'd been sitting and headed over to the desk to try to run interference. A second agent had joined the first. He looked as if he had a lower bullshit threshold than his colleague and was rolling in to play the role of bad cop gate agent.
"A bridezilla, my favorite kind of customer,"
he said under his breath, but not really, because Bennett, who was still a few feet away, could hear him.
"I am not a bridezilla," Gia said.
"Honey, that's what they all say."
"I am not a bridezilla, because I am not the bride. I am a bridesmaid, though, so if you want to call me a bridesmaidzilla, go—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?